Welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids, where we have some changes for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders as the Evergreens are ready to bat in the top of the fifth. Jared Halber, who had been at shortstop, moves in to pitch as Matt White's day is done. I believe now that is Matt White who moves to right field. And we have changes on the left side of the infield as well. That's Casey Esselman, who is now playing third base. And let's see, we have a new shortstop as well. We'll tell you who that is. That is Caleb Shore. And here's the first pitch from Jared Halber. It's grounded to the second baseman. Colton Niemann has it cleanly. Throws over to first base, and that retires the first batter. In fact, that is Matt White, who's now at first base, who was pitching. So we've got a couple of defensive changes here as Sean Ludke grounds out. He is the first batter to be retired here. And here comes Josh Merchant. First pitch is a strike on Merchant. Merchant has walked and has singled, and he scored one of the Evergreen six runs. Jared Halber, right-hander, bigger fastball than Matt White, misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. So let's see. It's going to take us just a moment to catch up on all the defensive changes here from the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. First things first, a 1-1 pitch is coming to the dangerous Josh Merchant. And, you know, if that one missed, it didn't miss by much. Down low, I guess. Two balls and a strike here. Merchant digs in. Halber's a pretty fast worker here. Fastball there. That's down low. And Merchant steps out. Umpire is indicating that our count is two balls, two strikes. All right, your friendly play-by-play guy lost the count for a moment. It is 2-2. And here comes the pitch from Halber to Merchant, top of the fifth inning. And that's off-speed pitch, strike three on the inside corner. And Jared Halber has seen two batters and has made quick work. And Nathan Sleaford is the scheduled batter. He will not be batting here. Ryan Kell will bat in Sleaford's place. Sleaford was 0-2 from the plate, and here comes right-hander Kell to bat with none out and with two on. Kell gets his first at-bat of the season, and here he comes with a line drive. The wind's got this one well hit to left field, almost back to the warning track. Derek Kriskowski is there, though. He's got enough room, and he makes the catch. It's a three-up, three-down inning. Best pitching inning that we've seen so far for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Evergreen still leads 6-0, bottom of the fifth when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Lisa, what did Coach say?
She said I had a concussion and can't play until my doctor clears me.
Come on, it's barely a ding. You're tough. We need you for the game.
Trust me, I want to keep pushing, but I also want to play solid. It's better to miss one game than the whole season, or maybe even sports for the rest of my life.
Wow, tough and smart.
All concussions are serious, so give your brain time to heal. Visit www.cdc.gov/concussion to learn why. A message from CDC.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids, where the Evergreens are going to send out Austin Solomon for a second inning of work. Why not? Solomon struck out all three of the batters that he faced. He'll face the 8, 9, and 1 positions in the Wisconsin Rapids batting order, and Robbie Jenks, who walked his first time up, is going to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Evergreens lead 6-0, and Jenks is going to go over and talk to his third base coach before he steps into the batter's box. And pitcher Austin Solomon, to keep his arm loose, is going to play catch with his first baseman while we await. Jenks walked in his first at-bat and then was promptly picked off at first base for the third out. Jenks also has the defensive play of the game, a shoe-top catch out in center field that ended the Evergreens inning back in the third, and Solomon starts him off with an inside corner strike. Solomon looks in, delivers to the right-handed batter, off-speed pitch, left it inside, one ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. One ball, one strike as we play the bottom of the fifth at Witter Field. Evergreens up 6-0. Fisted into right field. This is dropping. Nope, just enough time for Sean Ludke to come in and make the catch. Thought that was going to get down. Ludke charged in nicely and covered a lot of ground to retire the first batter. The last eight Red Raiders to come to the plate have been retired. And here comes Dylan Schutte. Schutte, the sophomore catcher, has the best hit of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. He sent a double into the gap in left center field during his first at-bat. That was against starter Brady Burrell. Now he faces Austin Solomon for the first time, and that pitch is strike one. Lumberjacks and Adams Friendship follow our game as we start our baseball season on Thursday, April 10th with a doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Off-speed pitch there, and Dylan Schutte swung right through it. First time we've seen something off-speed that was thrown over the plate from Austin Solomon. He's ahead in the count 0-2. Solomon has retired all four batters that he's faced, coming on in relief of Brady Burrell. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! And Dylan Schutte goes down on strikes. Solomon has faced five batters and has four strikeouts, so this is turning into quite an impressive pitching performance for the Evergreens. And Jared Halber, who started the game at shortstop and is now pitching, is ready to take his turn at bat. Halber is 0-2, lined out to the pitcher and flied out to left field. Here comes Solomon's first offering. That's a little bit wide of the plate for ball one. Derek Kriskowski awaits on deck, the left fielder for the Red Raiders. Solomon's pitch, again working for that outside corner and missed again just a little bit wide. Two balls and no strikes. Solomon has shown the ability to bounce back the couple of times that he has fallen behind in the count. That's something you'd like to see. Pitcher that can gut out some pitches that just missed. Tried the inside corner there and missed again. So Solomon is behind to Halber, three balls and no strikes. So it figures that Halber will get one to hit here, and here comes the 3-0 offering. That's a fastball, and it's over for a strike. You'll get more or less the same pitch on 3-1 as you would at 3-0, so maybe that's one that you take. Solomon trying to battle back. His 3-1 delivery off-speed pitch, and that is over for a strike. So, you know, this is the second time now that we saw Solomon fall behind 3-0 and battle back to 3-2. See if he can turn the tables on Jared Halber, off-speed pitch, and that one just missed inside. Solomon has given up his first walk. So Wisconsin Rapids has their first base runner. We have to go back to the third inning before they had a runner on. And now here in the bottom of the fifth, they have a man on first with two outs. And here comes Derek Kriskowski. Kriskowski has one of the four Red Raiders hits. In fact, Kriskowski is 2-for-2 in the game, so two of the four hits in the Wisconsin Rapids column belong to him. And this is the first time we'll see Solomon operate with a runner on base. A little faster delivery there, and the first pitch misses inside for a ball. crowd that's come out for today's game, and again, it's small because this game was scheduled to be at D.C. Everest. You'd have to be following the athletic department websites or tweets or what have you to know that we had a change in location for this game. See a lot of windbreakers and sweaters here, sitting in the shadows underneath the grandstand, kind of cold. And that pitch misses two balls and no strikes. Solomon may be struggling a little more with his control in this inning than what we saw back in the fourth. In fact, Coach Dave Langbin's coming out of the dugout and is going to talk to his pitcher, who's now been behind on two batters in a row. And we will take this moment to tell you that Evergreen's Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also sponsored again this season by Brainerd Funeral Home. Brainerd Funeral Home joined as a football sponsor and stayed with us right through our winter season, hockey, boys and girls basketball. Brainerd Funeral Home sponsors Everest Baseball as well, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a supporter of T. Everest Sports. Conference on the mound breaks up. Two balls, no strikes is the count to Derek Kriskowski, who so far has been the best batter that we've seen from the Red Raiders in the season. That fastball must have been a little low. Looked like it got the outside corner of the plate. Just didn't have the height quite right. And Austin Solomon falls behind, three balls and no strikes. Evergreen's up 6-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is over for strike one. So Solomon, when he has fallen behind, has shown the ability to straighten up and get that strike. Rapids, of course, need some base runners if they're going to cut into this 6-0 deficit. No such thing as the 6-run homer. You want to put the ball in play, and that's fouled back behind home plate, and the count goes back to full 3-2. Wonder if you would give Solomon another inning. We do have action in the D.C. Everest bullpen. In fact, we have three pitchers that are playing catch there down the first base line, loosening up their arms. Runner goes here, pitches outside. It's a ball. It's a walk. Back-to-back walks issued now by Solomon. So four strikeouts, two walks. Solomon has not allowed a hit. Here comes Casey Esselman. Esselman started the game in right field. Esselman has moved in to play third base in the last inning now that Jared Halber is pitching for Wisconsin Rapids. Esselman is 1-for-2. He flied out to left and singled back in the first inning. He now bats with runners on first and second, and the first pitch is over for a strike. Kind of think it was important for Solomon to get ahead of a batter here after allowing the two walks. Solomon trying to work out of a little bit of trouble here. Trouble of his own making, since he's put both of the runners on with free passes. Checks that runner at second with a big lead. Here's the pitch, a ground ball to third. This should end the inning. It's fielded cleanly by Cody Cocker, who steps on the bag at third. And Wisconsin Rapids leaves another man on base and fails to score. We've played five complete. D.C. Everest leads the Red Raiders 6-0. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
D. The Evergreens are up as the top of the sixth inning is on from Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Brady Burrell, who was the starting pitcher, was scheduled to bat. Bryce Hines is going to come and bat for Brady Burrell. Burrell stands to be the winning pitcher in this ballgame, working three innings, allowing four hits, no runs. And this will be Bryce Hines' first varsity at-bat. Bryce Hines is a junior. And you know what? Bryce Hines, okay, gets called back. And Brady Burrell is going to bat. Apparently we had a up card change there that's not quite right. Hines had a bat and was approaching the plate. And nope, Brady Burrell is going to take his turn. First pitch is over for a strike. Working against Jared Halber. Matt White started the game for Wisconsin Rapids. Halber had a 3-up, 3-down inning when he came on in relief back in the fifth. Bounces that pitch in front of home plate. It's one ball and one strike. I'll give you the pitching line on Matt White in just a moment. Brady Burrell fouls that ball off. He's behind one ball and two strikes. Matt White, who's on the short end of this 6-0 score, worked four innings. He allowed eight hits, gave up six runs. Five of them were earned. He committed one of Wisconsin Rapids' three errors. Two strikeouts and a walk for Matt White, the left-hander. And there's a swing and a miss. Brady Burrell is a strikeout victim at the hands of Jared Halber. That is Halber's second strikeout. Kyle Zableski is due up. He is batting ninth in the Everest batting order, and Zableski is 2-for-2. Scored two runs. Double his last time up back in the top of the fourth inning. With one out and none on, he faces Jared Halber. Hard hit ground ball to third. Fielded by Casey Esselman. Throw across the diamond. Got him by a stick. Casey Esselman, who started in the outfield, sure-handed at third to retire Kyle Zableski. In fact, the last six Evergreens players to hit have all been retired. And Jared Halber has retired all five batters he's faced. And now here comes Mason Hagenbusher. He's been on base all three of his times at bat. Swing and a miss right over the top of an off-speed pitch. Hagenbusher has a single in the first, a single in the fourth, and reached on the second baseman's error back in the second inning. Mason has scored two runs. Pitch there is over for a strike. Looks at strike two. 0-2. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Pitch there misses for a ball. It's one ball and two strikes. We're playing the top of the sixth on opening day at Witter Field. Two outs and none on, the Evergreens have already staked themselves to a 6-0 lead. And here's a ground ball to short. Should be a 3-up, 3-down inning. Tricky hop for the shortstop. Throw over to first. Not there in time. You know, I think we may be scoring that a hit because it looked like another bad bounce in the infield. Let's see. We're going to score that. Nope. They'll give him the error. Okay. We'll assess an error to Caleb Shorer, the shortstop, who had that come off the heel of his glove. And Mason Hagenbusher has been on base all four times. So with two outs, the Evergreens have a base runner, and here's Wyatt Brown. Brown struggled at the plate here. Struck out twice. He's 0-for-3. Off-speed pitch. Batter is running. Brown hits it up the middle. Goes off the pitcher's glove. Going to be a tough throw, and they got him. Shortstop Caleb Shorer got it off the pitcher's glove and got it over to first base to retire Wyatt Brown, and the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens, no runs. They leave a runner on because of a walk and do not score. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth next with the Evergreens leading Wisconsin Rapids 6-0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2 just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tolusti and Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Evergreens are about to use their third pitcher. Sean Lidke, who started in right field, comes in to pitch, which means someone new is in right field, where I wish my eyesight was just a little bit bigger or a little bit better. The Evergreens have a new right fielder to replace Sean Lidke. Lidke comes on in relief of Austin Solomon. Solomon worked two innings, did not allow a hit. He allowed two walks and struck out four of the seven batters that he faced in the two innings of work. And Wisconsin Rapids sends up a pinch hitter to start off here. This is Reed Frederick, who is taking Brady Jackman's spot. And the pitch from Lidke is outside for ball one. Here's the pitch now from Lidke. That one's a high strike. One ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Lidke with a high windup and a ground ball to second base. Nate Sleaford fields it cleanly, throws over to first, and Josh Merchant for the out. Wisconsin Rapids has not had a hit since the third inning. Matt White, who was the starting pitcher for Rapids, has since moved over to first base, now gets his turn at bat. 0 for 2 today, a ground out back to the pitcher's mound, and a strikeout. And Sleaford starts him off with a fastball strike, looking on the outside corner. And you know what, in the field, that's not Merchant at first base anymore for the Evergreens. It's that time in the game where we're making some defensive changes. Pitch there is on the outside corner, so Matt White has looked at two strikes. In fact, if I'm correct, I believe that is Brady Burrell over at first base, who was the starting pitcher here. 0-2 pitch coming, and here's a ground ball in the hole at third, diving past the third baseman and gets into the outfield. It's going to be a hit. Kyle Zableski and Cody Cocker both dove at that ball. It was hit between the hole between shortstop and third base, and neither was able to make a play. In fact, even if either of them were able to come up with it, weren't going to be able to throw out Matt White from that deep in the hole. And Wisconsin Rapids has their fifth hit. With one out, there's a runner on for Colton Niemann. Niemann has struck out in both of his appearances. And Sean Lidke comes set. Here's the pitch. That's over for a strike. Lidke has that high overhand motion. No balls, one strike. One out, a runner on first base. And that pitch from Sean Lidke misses outside. Yeah, indeed, for the Everest defense, Josh Merchant, who started at first base, is now out. and it is Brady Burrell, the starting pitcher, who is over at first base for D.C. Everest. We're playing the bottom of the sixth. There's one out and one on. Rapids trailing 6-0. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole at short, fielded cleanly by Zableski, who goes to Sleaford at second and gets the force out there. That's the only out the Evergreens will get. Not hit fast enough to score the run, but the Evergreen to advance the runner, rather. So the Evergreens retire the lead runner, and they now have two outs for Caleb Shorer. Yeah, and we believe that it is Austin Solomon who's gone into right field. Pickoff play over to first. And back in time is Colton Neiman. Shorer, the batter, has struck out twice. Brady Burrell got him both times. He did not face Austin Solomon, who worked the middle innings of this game. Pitch there is over for a strike. Wisconsin Rapids in this game has left four runners in scoring position. Pitch there is down low. It's one ball, one strike. Colton Neiman is the runner on first, and Caleb Shorer is the batter with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sean Ludke in relief of Burrell and Solomon. 1-1 pitch, bounced that fastball. It's two balls and a strike. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. If Mother Nature does not rain us out on Saturday, we'll have two more D.C. Everest Evergreens baseball games down to Oconomowoc for a triangular. Kenosha Indian Trails and Oconomowoc, 1:30 and 4 o'clock pitches. 1:30 and 4 o'clock starts. That pitch is inside. And Sean Ludke falls behind Caleb Shorer, three balls and a strike. As the Evergreens try and keep this shutout intact, 6-0. Overhand pitch, fastball bounced through the left side, out of the range of shortstop Kyle Zableski and into left field. So Wisconsin Rapids puts together two hits in the inning and now has runners on first and second as they try and get something going with two outs. And Robbie Jenks is scheduled to bat. Jenks walked and flied out. And catcher Mason Hagenbusher goes out and talks to Sean Ludke. Again, the Evergreens' lead doesn't really appear to be in jeopardy here. I mean, the Evergreens have built this 6-0 lead. The question really is, are they going to get out of the shutout on opening day, or is Wisconsin Rapids going to touch them up here in the bottom of the sixth? Overhand pitch. That's a generous call on the outside corner for Sean Ludke, who gets a strike. Thought that he left that opening pitch there to Robbie Jenks a little outside. Home plate umpire, like I said, generous. So Ludke ahead, 0-1. Runner at second has a big lead. Overhand fastball again on the inside corner, 0-2. So Sean Ludke, after allowing the two hits, trying to bear down here and get out of the inning. And he's one strike away from doing just that. Pitcher's pitch coming up here. See if Ludke has Jenks set up. Here comes the 0-2 delivery. Runner in motion. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. In fact, there are a lot of Evergreens players in the field that don't realize that's the third out. Don't like to see that on opening day. Robbie Jenks swings and misses and strands two runners. Six innings complete, and the shutout is indeed intact. We'll go to the seventh when we come back. D.C. Everest 6, Wisconsin Rapids nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Reduction of horsepower. Brian France has come out and said, I think it was on MRN, that is something they're working on. We know that F1 reduced their from an 8-cylinder to a 6-cylinder, and now everybody's complaining about the sound. They do sound different, but I think it's a sound you can get used to. People overreact a little bit. Is it different? Yes, hands down, it is different. Will it be different in NASCAR? It might. Some drivers are saying, no, man, keep the power. Actually, add more power. That's what this is all about, and it has been. Finding every little speck of power you can find. And they do that.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob DiMicco.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Fox Sports
to
Radio.
To the seventh and final inning we go at Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids as the sunlight grows a little dimmer. Late stages of this ball game with the Evergreens leading Wisconsin Rapids 6-0. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you are with us for opening day of our spring sports season on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens built this lead with 3 runs in the first, 1 more in the second, and then adding on 2 more in the fourth inning, a 3-hit fourth inning that plated 2 runs. And Michael Plaza, who is 2-for-3 in the ballgame, steps in against Jared Halber, who's coming out for his third inning of work. Here's the pitch, Halber to Plaza up high for ball one. Probably the last chance we'll see the Evergreens on the bat in this game, last chance to build on this 6-0 lead. Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the seventh has their number 9, 1-2 spots in the batting order, and they've got a lot of work to do trailing 6-0 at this stage. Pitch to Plaza, that one misses up high, 2 balls and no strikes. When Plaza came up from the JV to the varsity last year, you could tell that he was a prolific hitter. The question was, you know, would he be a liability in the field and where could you play him? Well, they played Plaza out in left field. He's had a couple of putouts and he's looked pretty solid there. And he lays off a hard fastball there. He's worked the count ahead in his favor. 3 balls, no strikes. Plaza with singles in the first and fourth. And here's the pitch. That one is over for a strike. I've got the count as 3-1. Scoreboard shows 2-2. So somebody is right here. And here comes Jared Halber's pitch. Plaza checked his swing and fouled that off. So that is indeed strike two. DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids to open the season. Umpire has just indicated that indeed it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Got eagle eyes up here in the press box to keep me straight on all of this. As Michael Plaza sets in, Halber's going to throw something off speed here. You could see that he shifted the ball in the glove. He tipped off his pitch, and he almost hit Plaza with a curveball that stayed high and tight. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I'm sure the Rapids bench picked up on that, too. If I can see a pitcher tipping off his pitch here from the press box, I'm sure they see it at field level. Payoff pitch coming to Mike Plaza, and there's a line drive into right field. Right fielder going back. It's over his head, and Mike Plaza's got himself a double. Plaza's got himself a nice day. 3-for-4 for Mike Plaza, who leads off the seventh inning with a double over the right fielder's head. I think we are going to see a lot of hitting from Mike Plaza. And you know what? Even if there's an error or two along the way in the field, and that's not to say that Mike Plaza's fielding hasn't improved a lot from last year to this, Plaza's going to be a force to be reckoned with in this Everest lineup, a real natural athlete. Baseball, hockey, and football. And Mike Plaza's got his baseball season off to a nice start. Here's Cody Cocker, who swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Cocker today is 0-for-3. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Grounded out to second and lined out to short in his other plate appearances. Again, Cocker 0-for-3. Shortstop trying to sneak in behind Plaza at second, and here's a line drive, a base hit into left field, and the Evergreens are going to score Mike Plaza from second base. An RBI single for Cody Cocker as the Evergreens have back-to-back hits in the seventh and have extended their lead to 7-0. Nice piece of hitting there from Cody Cocker. Didn't try to do too much with that pitch. Took it exactly where it was going to go. And Cocker has advanced to second base. While Wisconsin Rapids didn't have time out there, Cocker alert and advanced over to second. How about that? Pitcher Jared Halber had the ball back and walked off the mound, and the runner took an extra base on him. Here comes Sean Ludke. Ludke swings and misses. A double in the first inning that brought in a run for Ludke and a pair of ground outs on the infield. 1-for-3. So here's a chance for Ludke. If He gets a hit here. Well, 2 for 4 sounds like a pretty good day, doesn't it? Misses outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. The Evergreens have another run in here in the 7th. They lead Wisconsin Rapids 7-0, and they have a runner in scoring position out at second base with nobody out. Jared Halber, who's worked innings 5, 6, and now 7, misses outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike for Sean Ludke. Waiting on deck for D.C. Everest is Bryce Hines. We thought Hines was going to get in as a pinch hitter in the last inning. Hines will bat for Josh Merchant as the next batter up for the Evergreens. Pitch there from Jared Halber, trying to be a little too fine on that outside corner. Missed outside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. I would imagine a little bit of frustration setting in for Wisconsin Rapids. Haven't been able to do much offensively with the Evergreens pitching. Here's a pickoff play to second base, and they got him. They picked off Cody Cocker. Cocker got a little bit too much of a lead, and shortstop Caleb Shore snuck in behind him. And there's a base-running mistake that takes a runner out of scoring position for the Evergreens. And you know what? When you're up 7-0, there's no excuse for that. You don't need the big lead. You just want the runner to stay out there and give your batter a chance to pick you up. Instead, you get picked off there for the first out. And there's a ground ball to second. Colton Niemann fields it for Wisconsin Rapids. On to Matt White at first base in time for the out. And that is the second out. So Sean Ludke likely finishes his day 1 for 3 at the plate. And we'll see if Sean Ludke is going to come out and pitch in the bottom of this inning. Ludke came on and worked the sixth. Here comes Bryce Hines. Hines batting for Josh Merchant. Merchant 1 for 2 with a hit and a walk. As Bryce Hines takes his first pitch from Halber, it's outside for 1. Hines is a right-handed batter. He bats with 2 out and none on here in the top of the 7th inning with the Evergreens already a run in. There's a big cut out in front of that pitch. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. The wind, which had been a steady, stiff breeze out to center field, has died down a little bit. It is still blowing straight out. I almost thought that we might see some home runs here with the start of this game, with how the wind looked like it was going to be aiding the batters. That had not been the case. Everything has stayed in the ballpark. Pitches up high to Hines. It's 2 balls and a strike. The Evergreens have no action in their bullpen at this point, so I would imagine that Sean Ludke will be the pitcher who will come out and try and close out this game in the 7th. Pitch from Hines is fouled back into the screen behind home plate. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evergreens baseball is brought to you by EverythingEvergreen.com. If you're at the game, post your photos to EverythingEvergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. And if you're not, it's the home for our podcast. You can hear the play-by-play anytime and see game photos at EverythingEvergreens.com. 2-2 pitch, missed outside, and the count goes full to Bryce Hines. Ryan Kell is scheduled to bat on deck. Kell came into the game as a pinch hitter and stayed in to play right field. He is 0 for 1. Should Hines be able to extend the inning? You bet he did. This is well hit to left field, going all the way back. It's off the wall on a fly. He missed a home run by just a foot or two. It's a long double for Bryce Hines. Yeah, sort of wind aided, but he still gave that one a nice ride. Off the left field wall on the fly, maybe a couple of feet just below the top of the wall. And not that it matters that much in a 7-0 game. Should have gotten an RBI, too, if Cody Cocker was not picked off at second early in the inning. So now with 2 outs, a duck on the pond for Ryan Kell. First pitch to Kell is fouled back for strike 1. We've mentioned a couple of times during our broadcast our new site, EverythingEvergreens.com. Once these games go final, I will give you a brief video recap. In fact, I have an all-star cameraman along with me to make me look my very best as we recap some of these games. So once these games go final, I mean, if you'd like just a minute or two wrap-up, you know, who had the big hits, how did they build their lead, you know, how did this game unfold, you'll see that video live from the ballpark, and we'll post it at everythingevergreens.com. And, of course, if you want the full play-by-play, and we know a lot of parents, you know, working parents of some of these players who can't get out to see all these games, we'll post the entire podcast play-by-play, too, at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website that you can access from foxsportswausau.com or our sister station, wsau.com. quick conference on the mound breaks up, and here is the 0-1 pitch to Kell. That one misses down low. It's one ball, one strike. Bryce Hines is a pretty big lead at second base, and they're not trying to hold him on here. Hines would score, hit to the outfield. Kell's first at-bat, he popped out to left. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one misses inside. It's two balls and a strike. We will speak to you again on Saturday. Our Everest doubleheader at Oconomowoc, although there is some rain in the forecast. Waiting on a 2-1 pitch, Jared Halber to Ryan Kell. Fastball misses inside, three balls and a strike. Brady Burrell, who stands to be the winning pitcher for this ball game, awaits on deck if he gets a turn. Burrell has since moved to first base after being relieved in the top of the fourth inning. And here's the pitch, ground ball snagged by the pitcher, Jared Halber, kept it from going through the box. Throws over to first base, and that retires Ryan Kell, bringing the inning to a close. The Evergreens get one run on three hits. Final at-bat coming up for Wisconsin Rapids, trailing D.C. Everest 7-0. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
We go to the bottom of the seventh with Wisconsin Rapids trailing 7-0. And the Evergreens are ready to use their fourth pitcher of the afternoon. Alex Kell heads to the mound. Again, a lot of the interest in seeing Alex Kell as a pitcher came in an appearance on the last day of the regular season during the Memorial Day Invitational in Middleton. He pitched against Kenosha Trempler, worked three innings, and retired all nine batters that he faced. Alex Kell will face Dylan Schutte in the number nine spot. Schutte has a double and a strikeout, one for two, and the first pitch is over for a strike from Alex Kell. And again, Alex Kell at the plate today bounced out. Swing and a miss there. It's no balls and two strikes. Sophomore catcher Dylan Schutte, and Schutte looks pretty good at the plate. A lot of these sophomores, once they have to face varsity pitching, are kind of a work in progress. Alex Kell with a pitch up high. It's one ball and two strikes. Schutte looks very comfortable with that bat in his hand. Right-handed batter. Tall kid. Comfortable. Stays back in the batter's box. Here comes Kell's 1-2 pitch. He bounced that one and didn't get Schutte to chase it. It's two balls, two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. 2-2 pitch is fouled back, and Schutte will get another one. Evergreens have allowed six hits. Maybe one of the nicest things for this Evergreens team that we can say on opening day, well, first of all, the pitching's looked good today. And there's strike three, outside corner! And Alex Kell has a strikeout as Dylan Schutte goes down looking. That's the ninth strikeout recorded by Evergreens pitching today against only three walks. So, yes, that's a positive. And the Evergreens have played errorless baseball. The defense was so shaky last year, particularly on the infield. To see the Evergreens play errorless in their opening day, that's very nice. Here's Jared Halber, who started at shortstop and has now come on to pitch. takes the first pitch over the outside corner for strike one. Derek Kriskowski awaits on deck. Pitch there, misses outside and low. It's one ball and one strike. Today's Evergreens broadcast, sponsored by Tlusty & Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. 1-1 delivery as we play the bottom of the seventh is fouled off into the screen behind us. One ball and two strikes. Jared Halber's day today. He reached on a walk and was forced out at third base back in the fifth inning. Wisconsin Rapids has not gotten a runner beyond second in today's game. Pitch there, misses just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Aside from that walk, Halber is 0 for 2 today. Kell looks into Hagenbusher's catcher. 2-2 pitch. Kind of slung that one sidearm and missed a little wide. The count goes full, 3-2. Brady Burrell started and stands to get the win. Austin Solomon looked good. Worked two innings and did not allow a hit. Sean Ludke worked the sixth. And here's a walk to Jared Halber. And it skidded away from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Halber hustled down the first base, thought about taking a second base, and decided not to. So with one out, there's a runner on thanks to the free pass. And here comes Derek Kriskowski. Kriskowski so far today. 2 for 2. Singles in the first and third inning and a walk. Pickoff throw over to first, diving back in safe is Jared Halber. Again, what you'd like to see from Alex Kell is you'd like to see him throw strikes. Got a big lead, working on the shutout. Did not throw a strike there. Threw it outside. With this 7-0 lead and with the doubleheader coming up on Saturday, I don't think the Evergreens are going any deeper into their pitching here. This is Kell's game to finish out. Fastball there is down low, two balls and no strikes. So this is not quite the Alex Kell that we saw back in Middleton last season. Of course, you know, in the high school career of a player, that's ages ago. That's last Memorial Day weekend, 2013. But Kell's got a role as a pitcher here. That one's on the outside corner for a strike. It's two balls and one strike. We are playing the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Evergreens have a 7-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Very happy to get this game in, considering all the snow that we had from earlier in the month. Pitch misses inside. It's three balls and strike, so Kell is in danger of issuing his second free pass. I would imagine that Derek Kriskowski is going to get the take here, because he'll get the same pitch at 3-2, and you need the base runners. Throw over to first. Runner is back. Yeah, if you're going to try and get on the scoreboard or mount some kind of comeback when you're down to your final two outs, going to need base runners. And if the pitcher is going to give you a free pass, you got to take it here. Alex Kell comes set. His 3-1 pitch is a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman fields it, throws to first. There's one back to first. Double play to end the ball game. So outs 2 and 3 come on the same play. A 4-6-3 double play to bring the ball game to a close. DC Everest defeats Wisconsin Rapids 7-0. We'll take a 2-minute break and we'll come back with a quick wrap-up. Again, congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens, opening day winners at Winter Field with a 7-0 shutout. Back in two for a quick recap. This is Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who? We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively. From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, bro. I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley, where just moments ago the DC Everest baseball team opened up their season with a 7-0 win. Final line score, the Evergreens, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Wisconsin Rapids for the game, no runs. The Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders managed 6 hits and committed 4 errors. To give you a couple of stars at the plate for DC Everest, we had a couple of prolific offensive performances. How about Mike Plaza? Plaza was 3 of 4 from the plate, including a double to lead off the 7th inning. He scored once and stole a base. Mike Plaza, 3 of 4 at the plate. Kyle Zableski also had a nice night at the plate. He scored on an error, 2 for 3 with a double back in the 4th inning. The Evergreens also got pretty solid pitching today. Brady Burrell worked the first 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts and 1 walk. Brady Burrell is the winning pitcher for DC Everest. Austin Solomon came in to work the 4th and 5th inning, and he was solid, did not allow a hit. Faced just one over the minimum for the 2 innings that he worked, and Solomon had 4 strikeouts. He struck out the side in the 4th inning. Solomon did allow 2 hits and erased one of allowed 2 walks, rather, and erased one of those free passes with a pickoff at first base. Sean Ludke worked the 6th inning for the Evergreens, allowed 2 hits. Battled back for 1 strikeout and did not allow a run, and Alex Kell came on to work the 7th inning, faced the minimum 3 batters after giving up a walk and then getting Derek Kriskowski to bounce into a double play to end the ball game. Again, the DC Everest Evergreens open their season with a 7-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk to you again on Saturday in Oconomowoc as the Evergreens play a doubleheader. They'll first play Kenosha Indian Trails, and then they'll play Oconomowoc, game times 1:30 and 4:30 here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Stay tuned for game 2 of our opening Thursday doubleheader. Tom King is standing by with the Wausau East Adams Friendship Game. That's coming up next after this break. Wrapping up our coverage from Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids, again, the final score, the Evergreens open their season 1-0 with a 7-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids. That's going to do it for this afternoon's DC Everest broadcast. I'm Chris Conley. Thanks for joining us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, InterCity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.